Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and Self-Image of Others, Chapter 31. I would never have believed that I could accomplish what I did. Throughout the years, I've heard many accomplished people say, when I was growing up, I never would have believed that I would accomplish what I have accomplished. What they're really saying is, when I was younger, my self-image would not let me do what I've actually done. The people making this kind of statement prove an important point. Thinking you can't accomplish something doesn't mean that you won't actually accomplish in the future. So people who say this say, well, I know by me it is true. I won't be able to do this or that, or accomplish this or that. But the very fact there's other people that also believe that they couldn't do this, they couldn't accomplish. So means say we're at any stage in our life, we have the ability to make that breakthrough. And anything you did accomplish means you're able to do it. So we have to keep upgrading our self-image. When you focus on accomplishing, you accomplish much more than if you don't focus on accomplishing. That's the famous attractor factor, the fact what we think about becomes our reality. The sages say, "Bederech Hashem Rotzeh Leilech," the way a person wants to go, the Almighty will lead you along that path. So think about what you would like to accomplish. So right now, you don't know how you'll do it. There are people who say it's a great idea to write down 100 goals, write down 101 goals. And in some goals, you say, well, I don't know exactly how I'll be able to do it. I don't know exactly how I'll be able to accomplish that. Opportunities will come up. So think about something that you can already do now that you thought you wouldn't be able to do. Sometimes when we were little children, we thought we couldn't do things, and now we find, oh, I know that for years already. And there are people that constantly grow. There are people throughout their life, in their 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s, and 60s, and 70s, they keep growing and developing and learning new things and developing new skills and accomplishing new accomplishments. Be a type of person who never stops growing, never stops developing, always accomplishing. And as you see that you can make breakthroughs in your belief about yourself, it opens up the door of opportunity. It opens up the possibility that I can accomplish so much more. So see yourself accomplishing. See yourself being able to do more and more all the time. And it gives a very fulfilling life. That people who are happiest in life are people who make and reach goals, not people who just, okay, I'll just have a good time. That gets boring. We get stagnate. What we need to do is keep thinking in terms of accomplishing. What new things can I accomplish? And again, you might find something that will be exciting for you, will bring out your level of enthusiasm. And when you're enthusiastic, you find ways to do things. So keep thinking, accomplishment. What can I accomplish now?